It is a busy, busy Friday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm the old man on the radio, Bill Small, slaving over a hot microphone for you, the radio listener. I do this as a public service, not because I'm being paid or anything. Yeah, actually, I am being paid, but that's neither here nor there. We're joined here in the studio by Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Why don't we start, as is traditional, for our get-togethers with the daily verse.
Okay, the verse of the day is Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It reads, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto their bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again."
Now, so, go ahead.
Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
How do you come up with your daily verse?
Well, part of the time I have a Bible app that has a verse of the day. I look at that one and go from there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I change it up. And sometimes
you think of something maybe a little bit more appropriate for the topic at hand today. Huh?
Yeah, sometimes. Right.
Okay, well, you had your seminar, the first of the two. How did that go for you?
It was great. It was great Tuesday night at Big Ed's. We had almost 40 people there, mm-hmm. and there were some clients in the room. Our clients are always invited to events like this, and it was good to reconnect with them and also good to meet some new people.
Mm-hmm. Did you sign up any new clients?
Sure did.
Excellent.
Sure did. Yeah, yeah.
Got another one coming up on the third, you said, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. This coming Tuesday at Big Ed's right there in Thayer. A really good meal, steak and chicken, there's shrimp, mm-hmm. and sides, salad, stuff like that. And it's coming up this coming Tuesday, 6:15. And the room isn't quite full. We have some openings. And so I would encourage our listeners, if you're approaching retirement, mm-hmm. if you're already in retirement and you want a second opinion, wherever you're at, come and join us. There's no pressure, no obligation. Everybody had a great time, as far as I could tell, and we'd be glad to see you.
Well, it seems like a great idea to me. If you're like approaching retirement or you're already in retirement and you think you got all your ducks in a row, you might find, after talking to a professional, that maybe one of those ducks isn't quite lined up with all the other ducks.
That's right. That's right. It's a good idea to have a checkup or a second opinion,
right,
about something like that.
Well, what else is on the agenda today? What did you want to talk about today?
So, really, that's been our focus. Mm-hmm. We've been meeting with people that attended the seminar. We have some other people that we've been inviting, and just preparing for that and focusing on that. And another group of people that maybe hasn't thought about attending is if you're 59 and a half or above.
Mm-hmm. Why 59 and a half?
Well, Uncle Sam has this rule that they came up with.
Uncle Sam is weird.
Yeah. There's some ideas or some laws, just the way things are. But before you're age 59 and a half, most of the time, if you have a employee sponsored plan, your money is in the market and there's really nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. You don't have control of it. For most employer plans, though, once you turn 59 and a half and you can roll that money out from your 401k and take control of it, mm-hmm. and you can get at the steering wheel and steer where it's going.
Okay.
It's unfortunate with all of this market volatility that we've been experiencing and everything lately. People that are under 59 and a half have just had to watch their account drop,
right,
go down, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Except scream in horror as it happens.
Right, yeah. Right. And so Uncle Sam says, well, if you're 59 and a half, that's close enough to retirement that you really ought to have the option, the opportunity to make other plans, right, with your money or other, put it in a place where it's safe. And we've been helping people do that as they have experienced this volatility. And many times it's just a portion. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to make a portion of this money, put it in a place where it's safe, where it will not go down, where it's safe from market risk. And if I want to gamble with some of it and put some of it in the market, That's fine, but I don't want to take it all to the market.
Well, yeah, you're reaching that age, too, where gambling is just not really something you want to do a whole lot of with your money.
That's right. That's right. We want a portion where you can sleep at night and say, this is not going down.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're 59 and a half or above and looking for some alternatives and you're still working, you have that employer plan, I would encourage you to attend to check out the options. Check out what's available out there, because for the first time in your probably working years, you have the freedom to choose where your money goes to.
Well, we're talking to Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. We'll take a break, and when I come back, I want to ask you a question that what's maybe the largest misconception that folks have about their own retirement preparedness? When you bring it up, all of a sudden you get that wide-eyed expression from the person like, I'm just not ready for this.
That's okay.
So we'll get to that here as we continue on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning on what's going to be a busy day here at the Mighty 690. I'm Bill Small. We're joined by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. And I posed the question right before the break. We all like to think that we know what we're doing with our money. And some folks will avail themselves of the services of a professional like you, and others will not. They think, well, I know everything there is to know. I'm ready to go. But then they hear something on the radio and they say, well, maybe I really should attend one of these seminars like you have coming up on May 3rd. What is maybe the most common misconception people have about their preparedness?
It really comes down to one answer is taxes. There, you know, if you have $100,000, depending upon your tax rate and everything, about a third of that, approximately, is going to go to taxes.
Mm-hmm. And glad to pay them, too.
Right, right. And so people say, well, I'm out of debt. I don't owe anyone any money. But
yes, you do.
Right. About a third of that retirement fund is going to Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that a misconception, which is this is on the positive side. Somebody comes in and they have $500,000, and they have he and husband and wife have sufficient Social Security and maybe a pension or other income, and they're concerned, how can I make this stretch this out in retirement,
right?
Make it last all of my retirement.
Because retirement lasts a lot longer now than it did a couple decades ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are retired longer than they worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say, well, how much of this $500,000 do you need in retirement to live as far as income, additional income? Well, most of the time they say, I really don't need any of it at this time for income. And I say, well, let's just do a thought experiment. How long could you take out 5% of this money?
Mm-hmm.
On $500,000, that's what, $25,000.
If you say so. My calculator is sitting over here.
Right. How long could you take out $25,000, which is over $2,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
and do that and not make a dime of interest, make zero return? And how long could you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just do the math real quick. It's 20 years.
Right.
Right? 20%, 5 times 20. You could do that for 20 years. Take out $2,000 a month for 20 years and be okay. And if you're 65, that gets you to 85 with zero, I mean, just putting in the bank and
right.
just withdrawing that money every month. You could do that. Now, I would hope people wouldn't do that. There's far better places than the bank.
Right. Interest rates being what they are.
Right.
And for
right.
savings.
Right. There's safe strategies mm-hmm. where you don't have to do that. But let's say that money is in a place where you're making 3 to 6% over time.
Far better deal than you're going to get from a bank.
Right.
Yeah.
You're making 3 to 6%. You have downside protection. In other words, your gains are protected. How long could you take out 5% at that rate?
Mm-hmm.
for far more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? And so what I find is that sometimes people aren't over-prepared, but they're prepared to a point that they don't really recognize how prepared they are.
Right, and maybe they're not getting the biggest bang for their buck.
Yeah, right. And so what we do is help them get a strategy, a retirement strategy, mm-hmm. to make sure, number one, that their money is going to be safe. Number two, that it's going to be there for them as long as they need it to be there. And
because 85 ain't that old either.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
I tell myself as I look in the mirror. Yeah, but you still got some years to go, hopefully.
That's right. That's right. And we're not just trying to get people to money to last till age 85. Mm-hmm. That was just the thought experiment that if I can make 3-6% and get a reasonable rate of return, I'm probably going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now other people have their homework done. There's still more preparation to be done for retirement. I'm just talking to the person that has really focused on it and thought a lot about it and is fretting, do I really have enough?
Mm-hmm.
And how is this going to go? And so what we do and what we discuss in the seminar this coming Tuesday at Big Ed's at Thayer is having a retirement strategy. What does that strategy look like? And will it take me through as long as I need it to fund me and my spouse's retirement
right.
if I'm married?
And there are, go ahead.
And so that's what we help people mm-hmm. Get put in place.
Help them achieve the knowledge they need to get that nice little ball of wax there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are still seats available. How do folks fill up those seats?
So call our office is the easiest way, 620-331-8800. Call in. Jennifer or Don will answer the phone. We'll put your name down, and we'll just be excited to see you Tuesday.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us, and you'll make one more pitch for this when you come in Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully all the seats will be filled by then, but still you can give folks a preview of what's happening at that seminar and whatever other things you have coming up for the summer.
That's true.
All right. Charles Skank joining us this morning on a Friday visit. Skank Insurance LLC. What's that phone number one more time?
620-331-8800. And we're also here in Coffeyville, mm-hmm. 802 West 8th. Phone number there is 620-236-6930.
And I think we're all a little smarter now here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.